This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Red Wings season ended last night. Mitch Marner was on the ice in a Toronto jersey. But his days may be numbered. Free agent when the season's over. Free Press has the article. Wings should make a push for Mitch Marner. The headline, Marner could alter Red Wings' future. They should go all in during free agency. I know Rieger was in yesterday for Doug. He and Gator were talking about, do you want him? And how feasible is it that you get him? And John, I think that second part is the biggest part because it's obvious you should want Mitch Marner.
Yeah, it seems obvious on the surface and in any which way you look at it that you want Mitch Marner. He's a terrific player. He's 28 years old. So if you're looking at it as, okay, well, do they have the cap space? Answer is yes. And it's probably going to be 14. It'll be on the higher end if he hits the free agent market. $14 million a year. And they've got north of $20 million.
Yeah, I think 21, 22, not to get too cute. But yeah, they have the space.
And so it's not a matter of will he fit in the cap. And then you think, well, is it going to be term? Would you be willing to give a guy like that 8 years? He's 28. Could he still be really good at 36? Yeah. This is an individual. And at a time where the NHL is built not to allow high-valued free agents to hit the market, this is an opportunity. If you're not going to get, if you're not going to get lottery luck, you're not going to be able. You're building through the draft. This is an opportunity to go out there and get a star player to add to your roster, to add to all of those draft picks, to add to Dylan Larkin, who we saw in the Four Nations play really good with other good players around him, to make those on your team better, to get to the playoffs, to be a competitor. The answer is yes, you have to go for it.
Just the context of it, the highest paid Red Wing is Dylan Larkin, and he is just shy of $9 million. For Marner to get over 14 would be a big, bold move. Yzerman would have to be willing to outbid the market, both in terms of yearly salary and term. Term has been a sticking point for Steve in recent free agencies. Now, I hope the player here is so undeniably good that they pursue him. He's a 100-point guy, point-per-game guy for 7 years. I've seen people say he's not tough enough. He's a penalty killer on Toronto. He's an all-situations guy. Five-on-five, power play, penalty kill. You still need to add to defense. Mm-hmm. You still need to make other moves, but that's the centerpiece. And he fits the timeline. He's 28. He's the same age as Dylan Larkin. The two paired up beautifully in the All-Star game a couple years ago. Dylan Larkin scored 5 goals in the 2023 All-Star games. And he said the highlight of that tournament that weekend was playing with Mitch Marner. So yes, the answer is yes, they should go get him. The second question is, do they actually get him? 248-539-9797.
I don't know. I mean, the track record says no, it's going to be too much money or his term. And
Iserman's reputation is he draws hard lines in negotiation.
Yeah.
He gets guys like Stamkos took less when he initially re-signed in Tampa. And Larkin, maybe you think Larkin won, but that was kind of a battle, right, to get him under $9 million. Iserman is a shrewd negotiator. He draws those lines. When you get to free agency, hey, Steve, I got to let you go. Someone else is on my other line. Like, if you're not willing to do it, then you're going to lose out on the player.
So you mentioned Dylan Larkin's making $9 a year. And Marner would be in the realm of 14, give or take.
Yeah.
Is he $5 million better? Is he worth more than $5 million more than Dylan Larkin? Please don't pause. The answer is clearly yes.
Well, he's a much better player. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a much better player.
So what was the holdup? It's like you saying, hey, they should DFA Kit to Maeda. Did I catch you off guard?
Well, you did, because I'm thinking, is he twice the player? No, but he is a better. I was trying to do like dollar for dollar.
It's not twice as much. It's not $18 million.
No, it's not. I got caught up in doing some stupid math in my head that was irrelevant to the conversation. Apologies to everybody. We'll keep the show moving. 248-539-9797. Look, they also have to decide, are they bringing Kane back? They have to decide, are they going to buy out Tarasenko?
Yeah.
Money could end up being very tight in the world where you want Marner and you want to upgrade your blue line. But I would hope you're moving Hull off of this roster. Even if you have to attach picks to it, we've seen him do that before. Yeah. Even if you're only getting future considerations back, we've seen him do that. The Mrazek contract, $4 million for him seems a little steep now, doesn't it? Like, there are things that they're going to have to figure out cap-wise that Steve Yzerman's job to do. And this is a critical offseason, and you may get a gift if Marner doesn't go back to Toronto. That's the first part of this. He's from Toronto. They may elect to keep him. If they get bounced early, he's a scapegoat, or he just wants to test the market, you've got a real shot at it. You have to go for it.
I would think that it seems to be the easy answer, and I'm trying to find the downside of signing a Mitch Marner.
People will say needs to perform better in the playoffs. He's not an overtly gritty player, and this team needs to be tougher. You can add Marner and add grit this same offseason. And again, I don't think he's a wallflower. He'll back check. He'll play the penalty kill. I think he's mislabeled as a soft player for those that are looking for the downside or trying to justify not adding him.
You at some point, you're going to have to take a chance.
Yeah.
You're going to have to trust that a guy that's a game guy that was over 100 points this year is going to continue to play at that level.
And by the way, half his points were 5-on-5. It's not like he was just this power play merchant that lived with the man advantage. He's a really good hockey player. Ticket text coming in on this. Plus, we have more ticket text on the Aaron Glenn, Aaron Rodgers stuff. So I want to mix those in. Texter says, why would Marner want to come here? He's playing with two of the best players in the world in Toronto. He's used to making the playoffs. Wings don't even have a seat at the table yet. Dave in Detroit. Money would be one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Greg is stacking bills back behind the glass. Yeah, money would be a huge reason. Plus, you feel like Toronto may be capped out, right? They've made all these postseasons and they're going nowhere. You feel like you come to Detroit, you're a playoff team with these young players coming as reinforcements in the future.
Yeah. And I mean,
of Iserman's first round picks look like good hockey players. There's a trajectory if they can just supercharge us a little bit.
How much more do you have to play to get him out of Toronto?
Yeah,
now, I know the deal's not done.
Right.
But what do you have to pay to get him out of Toronto for him to say, yeah, I'm going to leave home. I'm going to leave my hometown team to go play for, albeit an original six.
Yeah. The appeal is if you're a hockey guy, this is an original six franchise. They've got great facilities. They're stalling out, but in theory, primed to take a big step forward as an organization moving forward here. And you mentioned, is there a tax to leave? Well, Canada, there's higher taxes in Canada. So if you want to do the dollar to dollar comparison, that may actually help the Red Wings in a head to head comparison. But it's also what helps these teams in like Florida and Vegas and stuff is these guys look at it and go, no state income tax. Texter says, sign Marner, I'd be interested in shopping DeBrincat to get an all-around gritty guy in return. That's what this team needs. Sorry, Tom, go ahead.
I was going to say, that would be kind of an interesting pivot there to do that. I mean, how much better are you really getting in some ways than you're taking? Look, I've had my issues to a degree with DeBrincat. He scored 39 goals. I mean,
yes.
So you're taking, where are those coming from then? Because Marner's just going to replace some of them or maybe equal.
Says, obviously they should get Marner. I have no faith that Steve will go out and spend up to $15 million on a single NHL player. I think that's a valid question if Steve's got the tolerance to do that. Zero urgency with Stevie. I mean, zero. I'm tired of it. No rush, no rush. Sometimes you have to pay a star. This would be a way to change the narrative. Agreed. Ultimately, I want a GM, a new GM in the front office to make the decision on Marner. I don't want Yzerman making that choice.
So I think the one wild card here in all this is what does Toronto do in the playoffs? If they make a deep run, get to the cup final, losing him is not going to sit well. They're going to, because they're going to finally say the core four got it together, right?
Sure.
If they lose in the first round to the Senators, a team in their own division that made it as a wild card, made the playoffs for the first time since blank.
Yeah.
They're going to have to change things. And the easiest way to change things is to let your free agent walk, right? What if he has a down series? What if he has 1 point and they lose in six? It's see ya.
People are going to hate this opinion. Unnamed text. No, Sam in Grand Rapids says, people are going to hate this opinion. I lean towards waiting one more year before being aggressive in free agency. Says, look at next year's class, higher end, more depth, makes more sense, but I wouldn't hate adding Mitch Marner.
I think we're all done waiting. We're all tired of waiting.
What's a couple more years? On the Aaron Glenn stuff. It says, Rodgers is a crybaby. If they did it over the phone, he'd complain about the lack of respect to do it face-to-face. Rodgers doesn't care about the messaging so much that he's complaining about the messaging. Yeah, I think that's a good call out. Obviously, Glenn talked to some of the players to say what he said.
Yeah.
In Rodgers' own words, I'm interested. If he had said yes to the conversation, it could have gone totally different. Glenn doesn't seem the type to want to put up with Rodgers' drama. That's Anthony in Ann Arbor. For once, I'm with Rodgers. Imagine your boss flies you on your own dime across the country just to be fired.
Yeah.
I don't think it's even about the money for Aaron. It's the time, right?
It's the time. It's 100% the time. And I mean, he mentions it too. Like he knew that this was a possibility. You're also talking about one of the highest paid players in NFL history. So I don't think it's about going on his dime. It's the principle of the matter.
Bunch of millionaires. It's like a bunch of millionaires enjoying their space joyride this week. No one cares about you, Rodgers. I love it, and I find it even better that he's crying about it. Signed, Nate. I mean, some of this is just the joy of watching him experience discomfort. The schadenfreude of it all.
Well, and now he's just going to be doing it to somebody else, a.k.a. the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, I might be interested. I might not be. Let me wait till I make my decision.
I feel like the Jets were vindicated with their decision already. Yeah. He hasn't picked a team. He's still doing the media whining routine. Was it harsh that they flew him all the way out to do it? Yeah, but I think they were in a no-win situation. You call him up. Yeah. It's impersonal. You fly him out. You could have done it over the phone. John, I think your solution was one I didn't consider. You just fly out to him, so yeah, there's no excuses. We'll come out to see you. We'll do our presentation. We'll explain it to you, and then we'll fly home and feel good about it.
Yeah, remove all excuses.
All right, coming up next, some thoughts on the Marner stuff. More of your ticket text, Cookie Jar at 9:35. It's 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch sports is Stadium Swim. And it doesn't matter if it's football, basketball, baseball, golf. All of it is great. And it's located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You can chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view no matter where you are. The massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircleLasVegas.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the Marner question. Jeff Merrick, Hockey Insider. Do you want him, and do you think they can get him? To Merrick's point, playoffs aren't over yet. If Toronto goes on a run and they move heaven and earth and they keep him, he's from Toronto, it's a moot point. But if they get bounced early slash financially,
yeah,
can't offer him the deal he wants, the Wings are in a position to do so. Some of the ticket techs, they're not adding Marner. It's not an Yzerman move. They'll call up Danielson and Mazur. Good news for Mitch Marner. If he joins the Wings, we don't make the playoffs. No need to worry about sucking in the postseason. It's a hell of a selling point.
Yes.
You can golf early. If the Wings sign Marner, get ready for the $20 Hot and Now pizza, John in Lake Orion, with $10 crazy poofs. Sign Marner, trade Larkin, and a prospect, get another NHL goalie and defenseman. Now, I think part of this would be Marner with Larkin together. The more Yzerman move is trading for John Tavares, the fourth guy in Toronto. Marner has more playoff points than Austin Matthews in the same number of seasons. He would immediately improve this team and solidify the top line with Larkin and Raymond. Corey in the car. Yeah, I see it. I see the vision. See the vision.
It's one of those things where, and when you play the audio of Jeff Merrick talking about it, they at least, unless he's off the market before he even hits the market and stays in Toronto, you at least have to explore. We said all the time, you got to make the call, right?
Look, if it's like we find out
that they don't even try,
yeah, then okay. I've got in front of me, and this is not perfect, cap space for this upcoming offseason.
Okay.
The Wings, this says 25, Merrick said 22. Oh. So just understand, this is loose. 12th most cap space in hockey.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some teams that in theory have more space and could try to win a bidding war for Marner. The San Jose Sharks, who finished dead last.
No.
The Columbus Blue Jackets. Boy, that'd be a kick in the teeth if he went there.
Yeah.
Carolina, they wanted Mikko Rantanen, couldn't get a deal. I think they can make a hell of a pitch for Mitch Marner. That's the first one that jumped out.
Mm-hmm.
Anaheim, and Calgary's going through a rebuild. Winnipeg, I don't know if they have some other commitments they have to make, but Winnipeg won the President's Trophy.
Right. I mean, yeah, they have all that cap space and...
They're good?
Yeah. But I'm saying, if they have all that cap space, they're good, and they could add Mitch Marner?
Oh, yeah. Again, but I don't know if Winnipeg has some deals that need to be done this offseason that cut into that. Chicago, the Islanders, the Flyers, the Kings, and the Bruins.
Wouldn't it be ironic to make your best offer and he goes to Boston?
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, it's a holiday weekend, and I'm going to give you a little update on the weather we'll experience. So we're going to experience basically everything.
Yeah.
We're going to experience some warm temperatures, cold temperatures. We're going to see the rain. We're going to see some sun. Today, obviously, it's going to be really warm. We could see 80 degrees in some areas. Clouds and sun, and then storms could roll in this evening, so be prepared for that. Tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, lingering showers, but it will dry out during the day.
Okay.
Like 65. Sounds
perfect.
Like a nice day.
Yeah.
Then a cold front will kind of cruise on in. Showers likely on Sunday in the morning and the evening, right around 52 degrees.
Yeah.
So Easter Sunday will be a little chillier.
Cold front.
Yeah. I mean,
it feels like
we're going from 80 to low 50s.
Right. Okay. That's, so it's dramatic. Yeah. But as I looked at the 10-day forecast, at no point is there a temperature with a 3 in it to start it?
Oh, no.
Right.
Not that cold.
Yes. So we are
chilly.
Making progress.
We are. We are definitely making
Spring
progress.
Spring is sprung. Perfect.
There's some sick people out there, guys. You already know that. Lapeer police are investigating after sharp objects were found on a public playground. And it happened twice this month. And families are reporting finding these objects. They're saying they're the sharp, man-made metal objects. And they're strategically placed, like, in the wood chips below the slide. So that when little kids come out and land they're landing on these metal objects.
Oh, jeez.
It's gross. Like, who is doing this? Are they sitting around to wait for it to happen? Or are they planting them in the night and just waiting for somebody randomly to hurt themselves on them? Anyway, the city is now asking parents, hey, we are on the lookout as well, but be extra vigilant when you go to the playground.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out. Police are investigating.
It's unbelievable.
I know, it's gross. GM and Bedrock, they've shared that their redevelopment plan for the Rensen does include demolishing two of the original five towers, right? But we've never really heard, or they haven't really shared, how they plan to do it. There's several ways you could destroy these buildings, right? But you need to do it carefully because it's in a congested area. There's lots of people always around too. So I guess if the plan does move forward, the two towers that are going to be demolished, I guess you could say, would be the ones closest to the river. And there's a source that is saying they kind of know the plan of action anyway. So according to a source familiar with the demolition discussions, the plan is not to use implosion, but rather a careful step-by-step deconstruction similar to the takedown of the old Joe Louis Arena site. And basically what it would do, this approach would, they would take like some sort of a large fabric-like barrier. Has to be extra large, right? Over each tower that would then contain the dust and debris. And the structures would be taken apart piece by piece with pieces lowered to the ground to be sorted and then recycled if possible. No word on yet when it would take place, how long it would take. Would they come down together? Would they do one tower and then the next tower?
Are they going to replace it with anything?
They've showed, well, no, I don't think there'd be a structure there, but they've showed their models. I think there's ones like a big open park, right? Like that would have, they know what they want to do with the space. They just never really unveiled how they plan to get there. So it's a tough process no matter which way you choose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Incoming Michigan quarterback Bryce Underwood is doing something really awesome, or did something really awesome, giving back to somebody who meant a lot to him in his life, his mentor. He teamed up with a local dealership, Feldman Chevrolet, and he surprised his former high school security guard with a brand new vehicle.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool. Story. Somebody who's had a great relationship with him, met him before he went to high school as an eighth grader, met this man and said this guy's always been there for him, been like a mentor to him. So pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Young guy, let's surprise. Yeah.
And you get some real money. I mean,
oh, yeah, you got real money.
What are you going to do with it? Giving back is really nice to see. Before you move on, Bryce Underwood, spring game this weekend.
I'm excited to see him. He's got a live arm. Anybody that saw him in high school knows that. He does a great job getting outside the pocket. He's got a great awareness. I like how he's come in, tackled the playbook, watched film, worked out. He's dotting all the T's, crossing all the I's.
Can you address the photo everybody's fixated on where it looks like he's added the freshman 15?
Yeah.
Is that a bad angle?
If anybody around college football wants to think he's fat, go for it, because he is not. He's not.
I'm going to end with this incredible story. There's a rancher's dog that is actually being credited with helping protect a toddler who went missing in Arizona this week. A two-year-old. Right? A two-year-old walked 7 miles away from home through mountain lion territory. Right?
Oh boy.
Spent the night outside alone and was walked to safety by Buford, the dog. This is crazy.
That is,
so there was a huge search party, right? They had 40 people looking. They had helicopters looking for this little boy who disappeared on Monday night, right around 5 p.m. He was wearing a tank top and some pajama pants, okay? Couldn't find him. 16 hours later, the boy was found on the rancher's driveway. The rancher was, you know, who knows what he was doing. Headed out, saw Buford, and then saw the boy standing right next to him.
That's crazy.
And this
2 years old.
Two. And overall, the rancher's wife said, for the circumstances, looked great. Like he had a little dirt on his face. And the boy told the man, the rancher, that he wasn't walking the whole time, that he did lay down by a tree.
That's unbelievable.
7 miles. And they said during the search, they spotted two mountain lions.
Can you imagine the panic?
As you say, how old is Brooks?
He's one. Emily's three.
So like a year from now. Yeah.
No, Brooks is like a baby to me. He's a baby still. No.
Teddy at three? No.
No.
All right, cookie jars next, 97.1.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.